This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I've come to what I'm very pleased to say is a very busy place. It's a restaurant in Grindavík. And I'm talking today to Gísli Gunnarsson, who I last spoke to 18 months ago. He's a musician, he's from Grindavík. And firstly, we're just amazed, not by how busy it is, but by the fact it's 18 months since we last spoke.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Time has moved in a strange way since we evacuated the town. And in a weird way, it feels very far away, like another lifetime ago. Yeah. But at the same time, it kind of feels like it happened yesterday.
Well, let's start by reminding ourselves why we spoke last time and the music that you had just made and the music you were talking about back in March of last year.
So in March, I had just released Wings of Glass, which was a collaboration with a French band, Alceste. And we were also touching on the subject of the evacuation of my town. And at the time, I was in the process of writing music inspired by that. Mm-hmm. I forget where I was living at the time, but I was taking refuge somewhere.
Yes. Well, we met in Reykjavik, as I recall. Because you weren't living in Grindavík. In fact, I think you were looking for somewhere to rest your head at that point. So where are you staying now? Where are you living now?
I have just now, this month, found a permanent home for the first time since we evacuated. I just moved to Borgarfjörður. It's right outside of Borgarnes. It's like a small farmhouse by the ocean.
Beautiful.
Very, very happy there. It's for someone like me, a musician, introvert, surrounded by horses and sheep. The ocean is right outside my window.
I know you wanted a sea view, I think.
Yes, I miss that a lot from Grindavík. When you live by the ocean your whole life, you can see the ocean at all times. When you don't have that, you really notice it. You really notice.
The music that we're going to talk about, the concert that's coming up, is another sort of love letter to Grindavík, isn't it? Inspired by the town and your love for it and what you miss about it. We spoke last time about what you miss in Grindavík. The sea view was one of those things. We're now 18 months on. You plainly haven't moved back to the town. But as I say, we're in a restaurant, Papa's Restaurant, which is going like a fair today. So who are all the people around us?
It's surreal when you come here because you visit the town and you expect it to be abandoned and desolate because that's kind of what the media says. But then there's people, it's teeming with life. But to someone like me who's from the town, it's all tourists. There's a very small handful of people that live here still, but most of the houses you see are abandoned. But then the town itself is teeming with life because people just like to see. They come and visit and see the sights and see the destruction and all this.
Yeah.
So it is very much still alive, but in a very, very different sense than...
But a piece online describing Grindavík as the town buried by the lava. So far from true, it's not even funny.
It is, just this kind of sensationalized and just blatantly untrue coverage has kind of become the norm, really.
Yeah.
Blatantly untrue.
Yeah.
As you can see, we were in the town and there were a handful of houses that burned down in one of the eruptions, but other than that, the town has mostly been repaired. All the damage from the earthquakes, the town has put a lot of money, a lot of work and effort into repairing the town, and it's functional.
And do you think that is with a view to it being populated again? Because as you say, we're surrounded, I mean, it's a big queue forming here. This place is doing great business, but it is tourists. Do you think that the repair work that is being done with a view to repopulating the town and keeping it viable?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. At the moment, in my opinion, it's not really viable because the town doesn't really have any services. There's no grocery store, there's nothing. And there's no schools, so people with children just can't move there. There's a large, maybe not majority, but a large chunk of the community who still want to move back, who are unable to because they have a job somewhere or they have a family, children need to go to school, and they just can't move back because of that. So I think the next big step in making the town viable to live in is these things, the schools and the services. But yeah, I think all the work that's been done to repair the town is exactly like you say, with the goal of making it habitable again. Yeah.
Well, we're actually having our conversation at the end of October, and we had to postpone this conversation. Not because the town's been buried under the lava, but because of the snow in the last couple of days, which made it impossible to get to or even through the town, I suppose.
The, winter just hit us like a truck. It's so early, but it just exploded with snow, and we just weren't ready to handle it.
Yeah.
The country has kind of been non-functional for a couple of days now, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're hopefully getting back to normal by the time you hear this, but if you are listening outside of the country, that's what slows things down here. That's what affects the airport. That is what's going to cancel your flight. I know a few flights were affected by the snow. An eruption, were it to happen here or near here again, we hope it doesn't, but it may, that's not going to knock your flight out.
No, it's true. It's funny. Like when the eruptions were starting, you saw all this coverage that had to kind of reassure potential tourists. No, the Iceland is safe. You're not going to get burned alive by a volcano. It's all good, you know.
Unless you're one of those tourists that walks up the side of an active volcano, but thankfully there are very few and far
between. Exactly. And at that, there are so many warnings at that point, it's on them, you know.
Yeah.
But it's true. What you need to worry about is the weather, for sure. If you're visiting in the winter, you should not be afraid of a volcano. You should be afraid of getting stuck in the snow. Or at least
afraid of being cold.
Yes, being cold, yeah, that's true.
Let's talk about the music. It is inspired by Grindavik. It's inspired by the time. What have you been inspired by then over the last 18 months since we spoke last? How does that feed into the new music?
Many, many different things, kind of from different, obviously different points in time. For example, the first single that I released, Heima, I wrote that almost immediately after the evacuation. I was taking refuge in a summer house that the Red Cross provided for me. And that one, it was just inspired by the uncertainty and the kind of the shock. At first, it was just shock. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if the town was lost. We knew nothing. We just left in the middle of the night, and that's all we knew. So it was more of uncertainty, I would say. And then as time went on, it kind of turned more to just loss. And there's tracks inspired by just the destruction. Like I wrote one as I was watching houses burn down on the webcams in that one eruption where that happened. And that one is just very destructive. And then there's also just nostalgia, a lot of nostalgia, I would say. For example, the last single that I released, Andlitin í berginu, that one's inspired by trolls. Like Icelandic people, we like to see trolls in the lava fields.
Yes.
You know? You see a rock formation, it kind of looks like a person, the silhouette, and we view that as a troll. You know? And there were two trolls on Þorbjörn, a nearby mountain here that I've hiked my whole life. I've hiked that mountain thousands of times. And there were two trolls on that mountain. I called them the king and the servant. And in the earthquakes leading up to one of the eruptions, they fell down the mountain and they're gone now. And this felt like weirdly a big loss for me. Yeah. I don't believe in trolls. I don't think these are living beings, I should clarify. But still, it felt like quite a big loss.
It was part of your life.
Absolutely. And it has been my whole life. And this is kind of something I've realized. You really feel like you can take some things for granted, like the earth around you, the landscapes. These are things that feel like they won't change, you know? But you really can't. This has kind of made me realize that. So that's a loss that I wrote a track about. And then also there's just positivity. There's because the community of just Iceland really came together to support us very, very heavily in this time. And that was very touching. Mm. And there's music inspired by that too.
And even, I think, you know, relatively small things, such as during some of the winter eruptions, the neighbouring municipalities allowed people from Grindavik to come and use the swimming pools and obviously all the hot water free. There was a sense, as you say, of the country knitting together quite instinctively, I think.
Absolutely. I think almost every Icelandic person, well, resident of Iceland, I should say, in that moment thought to themselves, what can I do to help? And regardless of how small it was, if someone that has a small clothing store, they got a discount for people from Grindavik. People that are working in thrift shops, they gave food, clothes away for free for people from Grindavik. And like you say, swimming pools, they allowed free entry for people from Grindavik who needed to shower. And, and I think just everyone viewed their position, what they do, and what they could do to help the people of Grindavik. And this all kind of culminated in this huge kind of web of support that we felt during this time, and that was very touching, I think.
And there's a nod to that in the music as well, do you think? It's sort of implicit thank you.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. There's one track specifically, Glókodla, which is the third single. It's coming out on the 8th, actually. And that one was originally sparked by my girlfriend at the time, because she supported me very heavily through this. She was with me when we evacuated. But that track kind of... It started to take on a bigger meaning. It kind of exactly like you say, that became the track that kind of symbolizes the support that I felt from her, from the community and everyone.
Okay. So there are two singles already out from the current record, the new record, mm-hmm. and another single coming out on the 8th of October. Also, of course, on the 8th of October is the concert that we're going to talk about here in Grindavík.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the concert, I'm very excited about. Originally, the idea was just to do a concert playing this album, which I obviously wrote inspired by these events. And the whole point was to play the album for the people of Grindavík. I wanted to have a free entry concert that the community of Grindavík could attend, because there's not many opportunities for the community to gather anymore. And I think me, along with a large part of the community of Grindavík, missed that. Because we're all spread everywhere, Keflavík, Reykjavík, there isn't that sense of communal gathering anymore. And I kind of wanted to do that. And that it just kind of started gaining momentum, and I found sponsors, and I managed to make a very cool production. I have a full band, I have a quartet with me, I have very nice like a tech setup, and Iceland Airwaves got involved, so it's a special event for Iceland Airwaves. Yeah. There's going to be a free bus from the city to Grindavík for anyone that wants to attend, and I'm going to have it shot by a pro video team, so it became a lot bigger than I originally...
It sounds like it's grown legs.
Yes, it has. And that's just all thanks to people supporting me again. Like sponsors, for example, like Fisheries from Grindavík are giving me funding to be able to do this, because even though these are big companies, they are still owned by people from Grindavík, and they hear like someone wants to do a cool thing, like a cultural event, of course they want to support it.
So it's not just for the people of Grindavík then. If you're running a bus from the capital and people can make their own way here as well, you might be turning people away.
I don't know. I really don't know what to expect, honestly.
Where is it happening?
It's in the church of Grindavík, Grindavík Kirkja. It is not big. It has a capacity of, I think, around 200. So depending on the attendance, I might have to turn people away, but hopefully not. Hopefully everyone that wants to attend can.
Sure. So when does it start? Get there early?
It starts at 8. The bus leaves from Hallgrímskirkja, which is the big church in the center of Reykjavík. It leaves at 7. It will arrive in Grindavík around 10 to 8. The concert starts at 8 and will end around 9:30. And the bus will leave for Reykjavík after the concert.
Fantastic. So that's all happening on Saturday, the 8th of October. Also the third single from the album as well, coming out on that day.
It's the 7th, the third single, and the full album.
Oh, okay. So you get the teaser for the concert on the 7th.
Exactly.
And then the concert on the 8th.
The third single comes with a music video, and the full album will also be out on the 7th.
What's the album called?
Úr Öskunni, means from the ashes.
Yeah. And that's going to be in all the usual places?
Yeah, you can find it anywhere. It's released by Bynorse Music, so you can buy the vinyl, CDs from them. I believe it'll also be in stores in Iceland, and Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. You can usually listen to music, you'll be able to find it, yeah.
We all hope, of course, that if there is going to be another eruption, that it's going to be the last one. And there's at least some kind of volcanic opinion, you might say, or seismic opinion, that could be the case, that this particular run of activity is coming to an end. Assuming that you've written everything you want to write about Grindavík, what else might inspire you musically going forward?
That's a very good question. To be honest with you, I haven't thought about it. I have just been in this mindset for the last 2 years now, since we evacuated. This has been my world and my life.
And do you think you will come back to this town?
I would hope so, yeah. If you ask me if I would want to, it's an absolute yes. It depends. Of course it depends. And if it is the last eruption and they can say, yeah, this series of eruptions around the town has stopped, and the town will, I believe, start rebuilding at that point. It already has.
Repopulating?
Yes. As soon as schools open and grocery stores open and there's services in the town, I believe many people from the community will want to come back, and me included.
I think schools are the key, because if you win, I'm not a parent myself, but if you win the confidence of parents and they don't feel, frankly, scared that if they let their children out on the streets, they're going to end up in a hole in the ground. If that fear has genuinely disappeared, then that does feel like it might be the tipping point.
I fully agree, yeah. There's so many people that just have families who are unable to return to the town because, exactly like you say, I believe they've repaired most of the cracks in the ground, and I believe the danger has lessened in that sense. Yeah. But there's no schools, there's no music school, there's no daycare. And these things are necessary for family people to live somewhere. So this is stopping, I believe, many people who would want to move back from moving back. But I think as soon as this starts getting momentum, I think many people will return, yes.
And what a way to celebrate the town with this new album, and then a day later, the concert, of course, at the church as well. Gisli, I can't wait to hear what you do next. I can't wait to get a delayed answer to the question, what's the next thing that's going to inspire you? I'm sure we'll talk again.
Me too, Darren. I'm excited as well. We'll see what inspires you next. The next steps for me, I am planning to start touring, figure that out at least. And so following this album, that's next on my to-do list. It's to start bringing my music to the world, really.
And I want to say thank you as well to the restaurant that we're in.
Oh, it's Papa's Grundavik. Definitely come here. It's a beautiful restaurant, good food.
It's been a favorite of yours?
Absolutely, yeah. I have eaten their pizzas most of my life, really. Most of my life. It's a great place, and I absolutely recommend coming here.
Do you know what? I'm on a diet just now, but I'm just glancing over at some of the food that's being served to various, including the pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking it's very, very tempting indeed. So this is just one of the thriving businesses, glad to say, in Grindavik, and a concert celebrating the town, as I say, on the 8th of October. Details on the website, details on the page accompanying the show from Ruv English Radio. For now, Gisli, thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.